pray.
Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, April 2024, Vancouver Real Estate Market Update, episode 281. I'm Jay McKinnis, Sharp Real Estate Group, and we're a little late. We won't mention why we're late, because this should have been done last week, but we're the 14th here, and we're doing the market update for April 24, as just discussed. So it was an interesting one. Key takeaways we're going to discuss today. Real estate inventory reaches highest level since pandemic summer of 2020. City of Vancouver on pace to miss provincial housing targets. Big surprise. And of course, what are the weakest and the strongest markets of April 2024? So market update. To start, Metro Vancouver listings are up 42% year over year. That's 12,491 listings in total, a number not seen since the summer of 2020. That's a 16.7% increase above the 10-year average. So all this pent-up listing demand, if you will, finally coming. We've finally got options. The buyers don't want the options because rates are still where they are. As we've discussed before, about 50% of the Vancouver market mortgage less, 50% of the mortgage holders in the market have now experienced these elevated rates, and the last 50% are about to, because it doesn't look like they're dumping them anytime soon. A lot of people forecasting next month. I don't buy it, but we'll see. But plenty of options out there now. Maybe it's because people are scared. Maybe it's because it's just that time. The market hasn't come back yet and they're saying, forget it, we gotta get this move on, so let's go. You never know, but we'll see. There's inventory now. That's all we need to know. New residential listings. So new this month in total, Metro Vancouver, 7,092. That's what it looks like. That is a 67% increase year over year and 25.8% over the 10-year average. So an abundance of options out there for everyone. Greater Vancouver sales were at 3.3% in April over the year over year, 3.3% year over year increase. And we're actually down on the 10-year average, 12.2% month of April, which is interesting. Detached, we are up 0.7% year over year. Apartments, 0.2%. And attached, that beautiful little townhouse segment that we all know and love, that hopscotch, what is it, a stepping stone, they call it, from condo to detached, up 16% year over year in sales. So maybe that's the anticipation that rates are coming down soon. Most people are under this impression, or at least are dramatically, wishfully thinking it will be so. But townhomes definitely took the cake with regards to sales this month. And that was 580 townhomes sold, Al. 580. You're in a townhome, aren't you? There you go. It might be the time. Let's get a contract signed, my friend. Let's move you on up. Sales to active ratio, as we know, 0 to 12. Buyer's market, 12 to 20. Balanced, 20 plus is sellers. So all products, 23.5%. So blanket, seller's market, detached blanket. This is total Vancouver, 17.6. So high balanced market. Attached, 31%. So high seller's market. And apartments, 26%. So again, quite a strong seller's market. As we whittle that down to the west side that we all know and love, detached, 34% strong seller's market. Condos, 31% strong seller's market. Attached townhomes, 31% strong seller's market. So what does that turn into? We're gonna loop this around here. Benchmark pricing. So this is always the interesting one to show, was it worth waiting? And is it a continued plan to continue to wait? I speak to my brother when I say that. He's never gonna watch this, but he should. Benchmark pricing in Vancouver, all properties are at 1.205 million, which is a 2.8% year over year increase and a 0.8% month over month. Detached, 2,040,000. Benchmark price in Vancouver, year over year, that's a 6.3% increase and a 1.6% increase month over month. Apartments, 776 average benchmark. 776,000. That's a 3.2% increase year over year and a 0.1% decrease month over month. It's the only decrease we've got here. And attached, 1.1 million benchmark with a 4.3% year over year increase and a 1.3% month over month. So in all of these year over year, yet again, it did not pay to wait. Always remember, the ultimate leverage in real estate is you're only putting a percentage down, but when the market climbs, it climbs on your market value, not just on your 20% down. So you put down 200, your property's worth a million, you've got 800,000 in leverage or mortgage. Property goes up 20% to 1.2 million, you've gained 200, so you've doubled now your down payment. So that's really where the leverage is, and that's where these numbers come in year over year, 6.3% increase, 3.2% increase, 4.3% increase. So you just can't, for the most part, save faster than the property type you're going to buy next is increasing. And unfortunately, that has been the case time and time again, month over month, year over year, as you can see here. So just quit it with those lattes, Al, and that, what are the avocado toast, and just put that goddamn deposit to good use. Strongest seller's market on the west side, detached, we've got Yield Dunbar. Highest sales ratio of 34%, high seller's market. 22 of 64 homes listed sold. Condo and townhomes, Mount Pleasant, highest ratio at 60%. An extremely high seller's market, yet that only reflects of 10 listings they had in Mount Pleasant, six sold, but 60% absorption there. Home price index, strongest markets month over month, all product West Vancouver, 3.1% increase, detached West Vancouver, 4.5% increase, attached Sunshine Coast and Squamish tied at 4.9% increase month over month. Apartments, good old Tawasin, 2.2% increase. So if you're looking in these markets, you're losing 5% a month at these rates, 2.5% to 4.9%. So again, waiting, we're not there. And when rates do begin to lower, I don't believe structurally that's going to change much, but the perception of what that's going to bring to the market is that the downward trajectory has begun. So let's go now, get variable, because our rates are just going to soften as we go forward here. So we might as well get in now. So this, I believe, is definitely part of this kind of larger than average month over month growth that we're seeing in these markets. Now, the weakest markets month over month, all product was Richmond. We had a negative 0.4%. Detached Pitt Meadows, negative 1.3% month over month. Attached now in Tawasin, so Tawasin condos are down 2.4% month over month, and apartments, West Vancouver, are down 2.1% month over month. So, of course, depending where you're going, this is all fragmented around, but generally speaking, we've got benchmark pricing on the move in the up and to the right direction. So it just, again, doesn't pay to wait. And it's a little riskier to, again, try and pick these isolated little micro markets within the bigger picture that may be softening to target just because of that. But again, these numbers come back from absorption and what's selling. That doesn't mean that people are actively lowering their prices just because the selling numbers have adjusted negatively last month. So that's the market update. On to the stories.com article titled City of Vancouver on Pace to Miss Provincial Housing Targets. There's been a lot of talk on federal housing targets with a budget, provincial housing targets, housing crisis, affordable housing, affordable rentals, yada, yada, yada. So now the provincial target began dates. We're halfway through October 1st, 2023. That's when it began. It's going to run to September 30th. That's the first year. So they were mandated to they're going to be giving 12-month reports to the province. these 10 local municipal governments that are on the first list for this Housing Supply Act. But the first month, they've got to give 6 months and then 12-month reports. So we are at that first six-month report. So as a part of the Housing Supply Act, Vancouver received a supply target of 5,202 homes for the first year. Halfway through that first year, Vancouver is well short. Vancouver is one of the first 10 local governments to receive housing supply targets under the Housing Supply Act introduced by the province last year, and was given a target of 5,202 homes, new units completed for the first year, again, October 1st, 23 to September 30th, 24. So this is when it's crunch time. The government has apparently come to the table and said, we understand there's a problem. We're now going to address it. We've got our lists. We've got all our people on deck. We've done all the front end bureaucratic work. We've given a number, 5,202 homes that we feel we need for the first year. Let's go. According to council report, Vancouver added 1,607 new units between October 1st and March 30th, which means they're at 30% of the target halfway through the year. Completions are being measured by occupancy permits issued. It's kind of obvious. This next paragraph is where it gets a little interesting. It is important to note that projects reaching completions in 2024 are measuring applications that began construction 2 to 3 years ago. Staff said in the report to the council, these projects have already worked their way through to the municipal permitting process and were approved over the last 5 years or longer. So this dumbs it back down to, well, these are just the units that were being done anyway. 5 years ago, we were not talking about this massive, that's 2019, remember? We were talking about foreign buyers being the issue back then. We were pretty fresh with the foreign buyers tax back then. But the word, even though nothing has changed structurally, of housing crisis, affordability crisis, all this stuff that we're being kind of labeled for now wasn't around then. So they have begun counting the completions that arose from construction back then to today in that first year. And obviously they're at 30%, 50% of the way through. So not a surprise that things haven't ramped up in this first 6 months, because I mean, these things take a long time to go through all steps of the process. So I'd say I'm not surprised, but that's not me saying they haven't done what they said they're gonna do. Obviously, I think as this 5-year plan moves forward, I am assuming that they will ramp up a lot faster because there's now the plan in place. 5 years ago when these things began, obviously this plan wasn't in place, so there wasn't so much urgency. This was still pre-pandemic. Things were still rolling strong, and even at that, we're getting these low numbers, which is interesting. So all the new problems we have, I don't know how they're going to ramp up. I hope they do, but we'll see. City staff also note that the common for completions to be lower the first part of the year, likely alluding to winter months from construction, typically halts. That's not true. If it gets cold enough and you're pouring concrete, then you cannot pour because of the climate. But other than that, these construction projects are still going to roll forward. Now, concrete high rise, again, if it gets cold enough and you can't pour, fair enough. But outside of the pouring of concrete, you're still gonna have framers going out, roofers, finishing carpenters, everyone else is still gonna be rolling. They're gonna take their Christmas off and their New Year's, and they're gonna come back. So it's a typical cycle. So I don't think that's the reason at all. Moving back east, where the climate's a lot colder, the concrete thing, probably. Do they have like cold repellent concrete now that they can pour? Probably, I don't know that. But all I remember is back in the day when we had cold winters here, my dad wasn't being in the industry, couldn't pour concrete in his housing project, so he would take to Whistler back when it was remotely affordable while the climate was so cold. But anyway, that I don't agree with, specifically as we're talking about BC. Of the 1,607 units, this is also interesting, during this period, 819 of them, so 51% of the ones that were actually done, were rental units. And 808 of those 819 were market rental units rather than affordable rental units. So This is going to add inventory to the market. So whatever is a one, yes, the rentals have slowly begun to soften now, rental pricing, but you're still at high 2000s for a standard one bed. I don't know, 2800, 2900, maybe it's down to 2700. So those are still, those are the bulk of what we've seen here be brought to the rental market. None of this assistance with affordable living, affordable housing, or anything like that. So what they're doing for the five-year plan here is cumulative. So first year, 5,202. Basically, they're gonna end in 5 years at a total of 28,900 units built. That's basically 5,200 first year, 5,300, 5,600, 6,000, 6,500 as we go for the next handful of years. Again, the same climate that we're in, rates are ridiculous. This is obviously the market housing, mom and pop builders, private developers build the mass majority of what we have here. Yes, the city has their projects, the city of Vancouver, but that is by all means a minority stake in all of the development going on. So we've got still that heavy damper on this industry with regards to trades, cost of material, and naturally the rates are still high. All these construction loans are floating loans, meaning they're variable rates, meaning they are directly affected by these high rates. So that's again why a lot of this is probably still dampened, but hopefully as they roll forward, we get more. According to city statistics, there are currently 31,300 new units currently in the pipeline, with 8,000 units at the building permit stage, 14,500 units that have been approved, rezoning and development permits approved, 4,200 units under review, and 4,500 low density units in application stage. So that's all great. 30,000 at different stages of the pipeline. However, we've also seen many projects as of late go belly up, foreclose, get canceled before even going to market. There's a lot of land for sale from developers right now out there, as we discussed last 2 weeks ago. So these are great, big numbers, but again, you nail down into these numbers and they are most definitely not in stone going to get built ASAP. There's gonna be a lot of discrepancy falling out of that 31,300. That's it. Time, 15. If you have any questions about the April 2023 coming in, oh, it's May 15th. I thought it was the 14th. My watch is wrong. April 2024, I'm falling apart here. Messages, comments below. Would love to get into any of these details with you, and I will see you in 7 whole days next week with something hopefully a little more interesting.